sound communications ability. The security pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier and LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey security pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Well, with us this afternoon is Ted Pike, and Ted has been on the front lines of the battle to try to stop the so-called Pedophile Protection Act, or the hate bill, for a number of years. But right now, why things are certainly are moving, but they're moving in the wrong direction. Both the House and the Senate have passed the bill. But I'm going to let Ted tell you about the legislation, about the Brownback Amendment, about where we stand and what we can do to try to head off what is potentially a disastrous piece of legislation, or perhaps I should say another disastrous piece of legislation, because every time they pass unconstitutional laws in Washington, D.C., they take away a little more of our freedom. Hi, Ted. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. Thank you for having me on, Doctor. Yes, we have unfortunately seen the passage by both the House and the Senate of the federal hate crimes bill this spring, and it is moving toward conference between the House and the Senate this month in September. We don't know exactly when, but it actually could go to the president for possible signing before the month is over. The Senate version was attached to the annual military appropriations bill, the defense authorization bill, as a rider. And there is some hope, and I have been stirring up a lot of action all summer long, done about 24 broadcasts now this summer, and been doing a lot of efforts to get people to speak out at town hall meetings, not giving up on the hate bill to see it defeated, but actually getting calls going in to the president, getting calls going into the members of the House and the Senate, especially this fall, actually demanding that they veto the bill and strip it off of the military bill when it goes to conference.
All right, fine. Now, basically, would you explain to our listeners what this bill encompasses, why they'd be concerned about it, what has happened in other countries where they passed similar legislations, and then tell them about the Brownback Amendment and its significance?
Yes. In order to understand the very great danger to freedom of speech which this bill poses, we only have to look to our northern neighbor, Canada. In 1971, they passed a very similar hate crimes law. The Anti-Defamation League, who promoted the bill in Canada, lobbying for about 10 years, it assured the parliamentarians in Ottawa that this bill would only attack and restrict violent hate crimes and violent hate speech on the provincial level. But what happened was it very quickly radiated out into a broad speech crime law for Canada. The local magistrates, the local judges, and legislatures—they felt that they had to do more than just protect groups such as homosexuals and other minorities from physical bias-motivated violence. They felt they had to also protect them from verbal violence, particularly that the so-called hate speech that comes out of the Bible, calling homosexuality an abomination. Well, exactly the same thing is going to happen here in the United States. The same organization, ADL, who brought it to pass in Canada, is the mastermind and architect of this federal hate bill, all state hate crimes laws. In fact, they're the mastermind of hate crimes laws worldwide. And they are running this bill as an attempt to orchestrate from behind the scenes extensive persecution, not just of politically incorrect ideas, but also of Christian thought and political activity. So this is a sword pointed primarily at Christians and at free speech, and actually it does very great violence to a number of amendments to the Constitution.
All right, fine. So now what about the Brownback Amendment, and why is that important?
Well, the Brownback Amendment was a conciliation which the Senate actually approved in the last hours before hate bill, after hate bill passage in July. What it says is that contrary to the 1968 hate law, federal hate law, which undergirds this legislation, which says that any public speaker's speech, if it does incline a person toward a violent hate crime, that original speaker can be tried as an active offender. This is a very dangerous foundational principle of this legislation, but there were members of the Senate as well as the House who were very concerned that some very strong language be inserted in the hate bill, which would have a tendency to neutralize, if possible, the anti-free speech characteristics of this bill. The Brownback Amendment was actually proposed in the House Judiciary markup hearing about four months ago, but it was rejected by the Democrats there. But as a result of tremendous pressure, which we were able to bring in, our National Prayer Network, largely responsible for bringing in a flood of protests in the last days before the Senate passage, the liberals got scared because everybody was calling in. Actually, there was more calling coming in against the hate bill than against the Sotomayor hearing or the health care issue. For several days, they got scared, and they thought, well, we better give the people, these angry constituents, something to allay their fears and not vote us out in the midterms next year. So they did adopt the Brownback Amendment, which does seem to provide some restrictions. On the other hand, it could be voted out. It wasn't adopted by the House, and it could be voted out in conference this September, so we'll have to watch that very carefully.
And, of course, and again, the thing is that basically after the legislation has passed the House, which it has without any protections as far as, you know, protecting the right of speech, it did have that amendment tacked onto the bill in the Senate. Now it'll have to go to a House-Senate arbitration. They'll come up with the final legislation that will be actually agreed to or passed by both houses. And then, of course, it will go to the president for his signature. Now, certainly there are several significant things about this legislation. The first is they were having difficulty getting it through in the Senate. So they attached it to the military appropriations bill. Did they do the same thing in the House?
No, they were very, very bold in the House. There wasn't the level of protest earlier this year. And they're very cocky, very bold, and they ran it through as a standalone bill. But again, we made so much of a fuss pointing out that it was a Pedophile Protection Act, making videos against it, and getting a lot of rousing up opposition, especially from the religious right, that they lost their nerve in the Senate Judiciary Committee. In fact, Senator Kennedy had introduced it into the Senate Judiciary the day before it passed in the House about 4 months ago. But we raised such a ruckus, threatening to increase the controversy, that they slowed way down, and eventually they were delayed about 3 months in the Senate Judiciary Committee. And rather than running it through as a standalone bill, they decided to put it through as an amendment to the Department of Defense authorization bill. And by doing that, they did an end run around normal legislative due process. They virtually skipped hearings in the judiciary. They skipped a markup hearing. They skipped a rules committee hearing. And they actually, the Democrats were so arrogant on the floor of the Senate finally that they actually voted for cloture. They voted to ban any debate on the issue before a quorum in the Senate. So it was a totalitarian move all the way through, contrary to the whole spirit of due legislative process.
Well, I think what people have to understand is that once they get the legislation through, they can change it. This is what they did with the original environmental legislation. That was all about the bald eagle. That was what it was about. Patriotic, don't let the American eagle, you know, be destroyed. They're certainly endangered. We've got to have an Endangered Species Act. And it went from that to certainly where today in California, why they're actually restricting the ability of farmers to get water in the Central Valley because we've got to protect the fishes. And they're tearing down dams all across the country to protect the fishes. And all of this started with what seemed to be just a benign bill. But remember, there's no such thing as a benign piece of legislation. Every piece of federal legislation takes away somebody's freedom. We'll be right back.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927? That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Ted Pack. We're talking about the so-called hate legislation. Now, this has been put through by the ADL. You must understand that the ADL is part of the complex there. It hides behind, oh, we're protecting Jews, but they're really not protecting Jews. They're part of this movement, which I believe, of course, is doing everything they can down the line to destroy the Jewish religion. But what they are effectively doing is attacking the Constitution. What they want is to justify centralizing power in Washington, D.C. I'll never forget 40 years ago talking to Dan Smoot, who used to have a radio program in the 1960s, and he told me how the ADL actively went out to get him off the air because he was supporting the Constitution and wanted to limit the power of the federal government. What this is all about is centralizing power in Washington, D.C., and then having the federal government be able to come after anybody they want to because of something you may have said. Now, Ted, what can we do at this point to try to turn this thing back? The legislation will be going to committee, to the Joint House-Senate Committee, probably later this month, and then on to the president. But what about this fact that it is attacked onto the Defense Appropriations Bill? When it goes to the president, will it still be on the Senate Appropriations Bill or the House Appropriations Bill? And, of course, will the Senate, will the President Obama possibly veto that because it's got so much pork in it? Where do we stand?
Well, we have some good signs from the president that if there is too much pork on the defense authorization bill, he's threatening to veto it. He's been warning this spring. He says if these powerful members of the House and the Senate, primarily Democrats, if they ask an extra $2 billion for extra jet engines for the F-35 fighter, he'll veto the bill. If they demand a huge new helicopter fleet for the presidency, he'll veto the bill, and a number of other things. He's quite critical, in fact, of this defense bill, saying it's an outdated relic of the Cold War rather than the new terms of engagement in Afghanistan against the Taliban and that kind of military action. So there is evidence here that if we increase the unpopularity of the federal hate crimes bill that's tacked onto this defense appropriations bill and let the Democrats know and let the president know that we are very resentful of a passage of this Orwellian legislation, there's a chance that Obama might veto the hate bill and the appropriations bill at the same time, which would probably effectively kill it in this session of Congress. Now, there's a fax number for the president, and I'm not suggesting his phone number because it's constantly clogged with health care protest, but here is the fax number to the president. It's 202-456-2461. Again, that fax number to the White House, 202-456-2461. And here's the simple message I suggest. Mr. President, we will never forgive or forget if you sign the freedom-stealing, pedophile-protecting hate bill. Again, Mr. President, we will never forgive or forget if you sign the freedom-stealing, pedophile-protecting federal hate bill. Now, I'd also like people to start calling their members of the House and Senate again, especially those who actually voted for the hate bill. And people can come to my website, which is www.truthtellers.org. And there on the action page, you will find the names of all members of the House and the Senate who did vote for the hate bill. And the toll-free number to Congress, either the House or the Senate, is 877-851-6437. Again, that's 877-851-6437. And here's the simple message you can tell them. Just say, I am very angry that you voted for the freedom-destroying, pedophile-protecting hate bill. Please use your influence now to encourage the president to veto it. Otherwise, we will take revenge at midterms. We have to let the president know and all the Democrats in the House and Senate know that we are not forgetting that they voted for this legislation. We are going to penalize them, especially at midterm elections. We're going to penalize them not only for their arrogance in trying to bring socialized medicine to America and a lot of other unconstitutional initiatives, but we're also going to remember that they voted for this hate bill. And one of the best ways they can bail out on this is actually veto the hate bill and basically relegate it to the next Congress.
Well, it'd be very interesting to see what happens now. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about this. You think that this is an important issue? Are you concerned about this centralization of power in Washington, D.C., and the violation of the Constitution? You know, basically, we saw last year on several occasions when people besieged Congress, for instance, on the immigration bill, Congress backed down on that. That was a slam dunk, and it didn't go through. And certainly, we saw certainly what Ted Pike, and Ted Pike is out there on his own, you know, leading the charge. But Ted Pike had a tremendous influence over a number of years of putting off this legislation. The only reason they're getting it through now is because they've got us distracted with the cap and trade bill and the Kevorkian health care bill. They call it the Obama health care bill, but it's really the Kevorkian bill. Certainly, Ron Emanuel's brother, you know, is going to be serving on a number of government agencies. And, of course, Dr. Emanuel, has actually attacked the Hippocratic Oath, saying it's a terrible thing because it causes doctors to want to, you know, save the lives of people. And there are certain times when people should be just allowed to die. Well, what he's really talking about is euthanasia because, of course, he belongs to organizations that actively support Dr. Kevorkian and his views. So let's call this the Kevorkian health care bill. But while our attention is focused there, they managed to sneak through the health care bill, and they actually had to attach it to the Armed Forces Appropriations Bill to get the thing through the Senate. So that's a pretty good sign that they were afraid of the opposition, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, the number of calls that were coming in there in the last few days before the Senate passages were greater than the health care issue, than the Sotomayor hearing, and the phones were jammed there for days with protest against the hate bill. But the Democrats have their own agenda, which is to defy the will of the people. However, we do still, under our constitutional Republican form of government, have the right to vote them out in the polling places, starting at the midterms next year. And we're getting here in the fall and perilously close to gearing up, the Democrats gearing up for midterm elections. And they don't want an image that they are working against families, against Christian conservative values regarding moral values. They want to clean up their image for midterms. So this is a good time to get your protest going in.
Amen to that. And, of course, the last thing they want is for the public to know how they vote. So find out how your congressman votes and let everybody you know. I'll tell you, these town halls have had a tremendous impact. Suddenly it looks like maybe, well, democracy. And they hate it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest Ted Pike is on the front lines of this battle. Our telephone number here, if you'd like to talk to Ted, 1-800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. But before we go on, Ted, I want you to get your telephone number and your website out there.
Yes, well, my telephone number is 503-631-3808. That's 503-631-3808. And our website is www.truthtellers.org. We are the world's premier educational resource on the history and the philosophy and the bad consequences of hate laws worldwide. We have lots of articles there, lots of videos, 10-minute videos, explaining the hate crimes threat and what we can do about it. And we have a weekly, sometimes tri-weekly, email alerts going out. Several just came out this week. People can just go to the right side of the home page and read our latest e-alerts and sign up for them. But it's very important that you come to Truth Tellers and get educated about the danger of hate crimes legislation, because it's not going away. It is the wave of the future unless we as Americans speak out, act, take action now, especially with this very real possibility of a federal veto of the arms hate bill package. I believe we still can change history.
All right, fine. Now we have a caller from Vermont. Is that David?
Yes.
Okay, David, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, just wanted to let you know about my frustration and with so many of these bills. I observe that the Congress doesn't write the bills, they don't read the bills, they don't listen to us. So I don't understand what are we paying them for? Can you make a comment on how this ever got so far out of control?
Well, no, we shouldn't be critical of Congress. After all, they have a 12% approval rating from the public. And, of course, as Mark Twain had said, you know, let's imagine I was stupid, and then let's imagine that I was a congressman. Oh, but then I'm repeating myself. He said that 120 years ago, and everybody laughed. He also said, you know, there's very little that you can train a congressman to do that you can't train a flea to do. And everybody would laugh. The trouble is, of course, in years past, the Congress couldn't do any harm because they were held down by the chains of the Constitution. Right now, of course, we have people there who don't believe in the Constitution or are violating their oath of office. They are acting as subversive elements, and I think that we need to let the American people know. And the only thing we can do is simply vote them all out, leave a few in who really have stood up for America, get rid of the rest of them, because I'll tell you, David, they are frightened to death that they're going to lose their positions. They will no longer be the honorable so-and-so. They'll just be Joe Blow. And, of course, if we could do something to take away their pensions and their health care benefits and all the other things that they have and try those who are taking certainly bribes or accepting things from lobbyists to get legislation through, most of these people would be in prison. What are your thoughts, Ted?
Well, also, we should be aware that just after the federal hate bill did pass the Senate a month ago, David, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith made a public announcement, which was really quite unprecedented. They admitted that they were behind the whole idea of hate crimes legislation. They admitted that they had orchestrated the passage in 45 U.S. states. They admitted that they were the prime mover behind the federal hate crimes bill. Now, one of the things we have to do is realize that a good deal of this Orwellian legislation that keeps moving through, perennially through, again and again, regardless of whether it's defeated or not, is the work of ADL. ADL is probably the most dominant legislative think tank in Washington as far as generating anti-Christian, anti-family, anti-constitutional legislation. Part of what I do on all these programs is to point out to people that it's not just liberals, it's not just Satanists, it's not just secular humanists who are the problem here. There is a very definable eye to this octopus. It's called ADL. We need to embarrass ADL. We need to humiliate them because they have this aura of being this high-minded civil liberties group, and they have presidents and high public officials like Eric Holder and others, including Senator Edward Kennedy, praising them. The truth of the matter is they're out to destroy our Christian civilization, and I believe they are determined to establish their own twisted Judaic New World Order in its place.
I think that's absolutely right. So anything else you wanted to say, David?
No, thank you very much.
But don't get discouraged. The thing is that there is more of an outcry than ever before. Have you ever seen anything like these town halls we've been having recently? That shows a lot of these people don't understand. They don't understand the brotherhood of darkness. They don't understand the spiritual aspect of what's going on, but they know something is wrong and they're mad. And that is, to me, is more encouraging than anything I've seen in a long time. I've been at this for 47 years, and I will tell you, quite honestly, I'm more encouraged now than I've ever been before. So hang in there. Help us get the information out. Point out that these people are subversives. They've sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution. They're violating that oath, and they ought to be prosecuted for it. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
God bless. Well, again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Our guest is Ted Pike. We're talking about the hate legislation, or more affectionately known as the Pedophile Protection Bill. Now, was there any effort to actually say that that pedophiles would be protected? Certainly, how can we demonstrate that this is really a problem, that the pedophiles would actually be protected by this legislation?
Well, this legislation establishes a pseudo-class that is federally protected called the class of sexual orientation. and under sexual orientation are included all types of homosexuals. And the fact of the matter is that many, a high percentage, in fact, of homosexuals are interested in little boys and adolescent boys. They are pedophiles. But this legislation makes it a federal hate crime punishable by triple penalties for anyone to accost or do violence to a homosexual, whether he's a pedophile or not. Now, what that means is that the federal government and local police, local DA, and justice system will be required to give triple speed, triple zeal to coming to the aid of any homosexual pedophile in America who claims that he's the victim of a hate crime. And back in the House Judiciary markup hearing about 4 months ago, Representative Louis Gohmert of Texas, who was an appellate judge, he says what this means is that if a woman discovers her little boy is being attacked by a homosexual pedophile, she hits him with her purse, and that homosexual pedophile screams hate crime, and his friends attest that she violently attacked him out of bias motivation, Gohmert said that she could be facing 10 years in prison as a federal hate criminal. So what this bill does is it gives upfront triple penalties against those who might accost a homosexual, and it also mention it forces that woman to get the very, very best attorney she can find, probably with a $10,000 retainer, because she is facing very, very serious consequences if she does fight back against a homosexual pedophile.